A new legislative audit criticizes the Utah Science, Technology, and Research Initiative for poor financial management, but a University of Utah official says the school has followed the rules with its U-Star partnership. The Utah legislature created U-Star in 2006 as a way to bolster research and economic development. Since then, it's received $134 million in state funding, along with $166 million for buildings at the University of Utah and at Utah State University. At a legislative committee hearing yesterday, Senate President Wayne Niederhauser said it appears the universities weren't keeping U-Star programs properly separated from their own.
It just seems that there's been such a commingling between the two universities and U-Star, and no clear demarcations between what U-Star was supposed to do and what the research universities were going to do.
Tom Parks, the University of Utah's vice president for research, pointed out that none of the audit's findings were aimed at the universities.
There were no criticisms or no recommendations or comments about the universities. I think we've spent the money in accordance with budgets and approved budgets from U-Star, and we've provided accurate, complete data on everything that U-Star has asked us for.
Park says the University of Utah is in the process of negotiating a lease for the U-Star building on its campus. He says the partnership with U-Star has allowed the U to hire more than 30 top-flight researchers from around the country. Dan Bomas, KUER News.